Wolf hunting in Montana restarted this year after some members of Congress used a controversial move to take away endangered species protection for the gray wolf in the northern Rocky Mountains. Montana officials then decided that up to 220 wolves could be killed this fall and winter, or about 25% of the state's estimated wolf population. About 50 have been killed so far. At a hunter check-in station outside Livingston, a technician from Montana's Fish, Wildlife, and Parks Department saws off the head of a dead deer to later check for chronic wasting disease, which has not yet hit the state. As hunters wait at the station, usually sitting in their pickup trucks, many decline to speak to a reporter. Some who have purchased a wolf hunting permit but say they haven't shot a wolf yet do agree to talk. Gordon Suda says since Livingston is about an hour north of Yellowstone National Park, he feels too many reintroduced wolves are coming out of Yellowstone and killing Montana elk.
I used to go to where we went this morning, and on the late hunts there's thousands and thousands of elk. Now there's just very, very few.
But hunter John Rubush says he'd just like to have a wolf hide.
It's kind of a historic thing here, and there's a lot of them down here. I always tend to see them when I'm not hunting.
But there may be many Montana hunters who have no interest in shooting a wolf. Jim Earle did not purchase a wolf permit because he says he doesn't think there's much meat on a wolf. Earle supports the wolf hunt as a management tool, but thinks the presence of wolves helps hunters find their other targets.
Whereas maybe a few years ago, before there were so many wolves, the elk would just kind of run onto private land and then they'd stay there. Now they run onto private land, the wolves follow them there, they chase them off and back onto public land where public land hunters like me can get at them.
The wolf hunt in Montana is not just a result of the political clout of hunters. Some ranchers wanted the hunt too, in hopes of reducing the number of wolves attacking their cattle. In ranch country north of Livingston, cattle bellow as they move from one pasture to another. Rancher Kent Hannawalt, whose business card describes him as the contemplative cowboy, has been doing some thinking about the Montana wolf hunt. He says he may have lost some animals to wolves and knows some neighboring ranchers have. Hannawalt is in favor of the hunt, but isn't sure it's getting at the problem wolves.
If we eliminate the dumber wolves and the less aggressive wolves that are out amongst the wildlife, then it leaves the more aggressive, more wily, smarter wolves to breed.
At the other end of the spectrum, more liberal conservation groups have held wolf preservation rallies in Montana this fall, and there was a federal court hearing today on another request for an injunction to stop wolf hunts in Montana and Idaho. Hoping to find a center ground are state wildlife biologists like Karen Lovelace. She says her agency is trying to follow good science.
And as a biologist, I look at it, you know, what do these populations need? What do we need to do for them to manage them responsibly and have healthy populations into the future?
That's a sentiment Wisconsin wildlife experts may have to express one of these years if the gray wolf is delisted in the state and hunters and livestock owners successfully push for a wolf hunt or trapping season in parts of the north. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio, near Livingston, Montana.